From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A spokesman for Arizona's governor says a federal appeals court will be asked Thursday to lift an injunction on parts of the state's immigration law. A federal judge in Phoenix has blocked provisions of the statute, including one requiring police to detain suspected illegal immigrants. The Obama administration challenged the law as an encroachment on federal authority. Meantime, as James Blears reports, there is praise in Mexico over court action against the Arizona law.
Mexico's foreign minister, Patricia Espinosa, is calling this ruling a first step in the right direction. Manuel Camacho Solis, who's a former Mexican foreign minister, says there's finally a dawning realization and appreciation of the hemispheric implications which are involved in this issue.
It's a matter of the future of the relationships of this region of the world and of the viability of American democracy.
The administration of Mexican President Felipe Calderón continues to press for comprehensive immigration reform via U.S. legislators. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
President Obama is expected to sign legislation to reduce prison sentences for people caught with crack cocaine. As NPR's Kerry Johnson reports, the vote ends 25 years of campaigning by civil rights groups.
Congress is revising tough criminal sentences for crack cocaine possession that lawmakers first put in place during an epidemic of drug violence in the 1980s. Members of Congress from both political parties joined hands to reduce the disparity in sentences for people caught with rock cocaine versus people who possess powder cocaine. The House voted to get rid of mandatory minimum sentences for possessing small amounts of crack. And now the difference in sentencing for people found with crack versus powder cocaine will be 18 to 1 instead of the old ratio of 100 to 1. The Senate passed similar language earlier this year. Civil rights groups in the Congressional Black Caucus say the crack cocaine sentences disproportionately hurt minorities who are convicted in greater numbers of possessing rock cocaine. The bill will move to the White House soon for signing. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Jury deliberations resume Thursday in the corruption case against former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. NPR's David Shaper reports that the judge in the case read jurors some lengthy instructions on how they should go about reaching their decision.
The jury is sorting through a complex case that includes 2 months' worth of testimony about 28 separate counts charged against two defendants, including the former governor's brother, Robert Blagojevich. As he left the federal courts building downtown Chicago, Rod Blagojevich told reporters, now we can only wait on the deliberations of the 12 jurors.
They're now the ones who will decide and make the decision. Patty and I have great confidence and faith in their judgment, their common sense, and their decency.
Blagojevich then added that his fate is now in God's hands. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
This is NPR News. The U.S. military is investigating the crash of an Air Force cargo plane at Elmendorf Air Base near Anchorage. The plane was carrying four people whose fate is unclear. A base spokesman says the aircraft was on a training run when it went down. A Washington Post report says the Obama administration is trying to make it easier for the FBI to obtain data on personal internet usage. The report says the administration wants to add a few words to a list of activities that the FBI can demand through national security letters. The list consists of items the government can obtain without a judge's approval from entities that are required to keep the request a secret. Oil is still disappearing from the Gulf of Mexico, but the U.S. Coast Guard is reluctant to sound optimistic about it. As NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, all vessels supporting the oil spill are still needed.
There's less oil on the surface to be skimmed, but retired Admiral Thad Allen, who's overseeing the government's handling of the BP oil spill, says everyone involved is staying on the job.
Where we find oil, we are skimming it. If not, they're on standby. We are keeping all of our response assets online until this well is killed.
The ruptured well is still not sealed, says Allen, and until it's permanently killed, there's a chance it could discharge oil. Allen says BP could likely go ahead with the first measure to permanently seal the well by early next week. The top kill method will send cement and mud into the top of the well. It's expected to be followed by attempts to seal the well from under the seabed not long after. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, New Orleans.
Fire officials say they hope to have a wildfire on the edge of the Mojave Desert contained by Friday. The blaze has destroyed 25 structures. This is NPR News from Washington.